Clamp.
Clamp.
Suture.
Well, I tried.
Where's that sponge, nurse?
Let's get this lamp straightened out. V, V.
This affair never will go so well.
Okay, Pierce. Anytime now.
When, darling, I know so well.
Gets a nickel deposit back on that.
I've got you under my skin.
You're getting paid by the hour, Pierce?
If I close him up before you remove those other fragments, we're going to invalidate his warranty permanently.
How's it going?
On the whole, I'd rather be in Philadelphia.
Voice that comes in the night.
Another sub-Q suture. Come on, honey, I'm on a hot streak.
And repeats and repeats in my ear.
Will you shut up?
Don't you know, little fool, you never can win.
Everything okay, Chopper?
Just fine, Father. Keep your fingers crossed.
Use your mentality. Wake up to reality.
Having trouble tying the vessel off? I thought you finished that chapter last night.
Uh-oh.
Some more butter for your fingers, Frank? Relax. I'll retract the nerve. You suture the muscle.
Thanks.
Can you see all right?
Fine. Very kind of you to help, Pierce.
Maybe we can go into partnership after the war. I'll handle the surgery, and you do whatever it is you do.
Under my skin.
I hate sunrise. And those damn birds will start singing in a minute. Who are they to remind us of happiness?
You go back on again in an hour.
Amazing.
The sunrise?
The OR. I mean, the amount of punishment the human body can take and still survive.
The doctors or the patients?
Which are we? Hey, Radar, if you give me another cup of coffee, I'll kiss every bit of fat in your head.
Yeah, I'll take another cup.
Lieutenant?
Yes, please.
I'll write you a prescription. Hey, kid, Frank and I operated, and I really took a beating.
Probably had something to do with the Korean War. There's a lot of it around here.
Not with those bruises. You don't get bruises like that in combat. Looked like somebody used them for batting practice.
We're all out.
Well, I gotta get back to pre-op. I got a patient double parked.
Can I see you to your tent?
No, thanks.
Can I see you to my tent? A neutral tent. I keep a little tent on the edge of town. I can call ahead and have my man de-louse it. Good thing I thrive on rejection. Cute. This wins you a ride home, you know.
You ought to see the smile under here, Doc.
His hemoglobin is 12.6. That's up from last night.
All right, continue penicillin and make sure he doesn't sneak off and re-enlist.
Frank?
Hmm.
Frank, you've scheduled Ross for active duty?
Yes, sir. Tomorrow I'll have his cast off and we'll have him out of traction. I'm giving him a little rubber ball to squeeze.
Frank, who's it going to hurt if he spends 1 week in Tokyo? I mean, you know, he could take his little rubber ball with him.
May I remind you, sir, we're fighting a war?
Well, that certainly explains all the noise at night.
This hospital is a vital cog in our fighting machine. Frank. The price of freedom is eternal vigilance. Frank. That's why we can't allow any letdown in command or in the ranks.
Frank, you are the only man I know makes George Washington seem like a slacker.
What's wrong, Frank? This man is more than calisthenics?
I'll give you 2 cents out of this.
Everything's under control, Pierce. We're just having a little consultation about the private's medical needs.
Well, it's obvious. Put him in a backpack and send him on a 10-mile crawl.
Burns, I'm ordering the private to be transferred to Tokyo for 2 weeks of R&R.
Well, I guess that puts me in my place.
Hey, Henry, you start acting humane and you'll take the fun out of the war.
Boy, he really fries my butt. Ross, have a ball.
Wounded 3 times? You're quite a soldier.
It's no trick getting hurt in a war.
You're too modest.
It's a privilege. I wish I were up there to help all you wonderful guys fight the pink stain.
Sir?
The major means communism.
It really makes me see red.
Yes, sir.
So we mustn't waste our strength fighting amongst ourselves, must we?
I don't catch you, sir.
Your bruises. You've been brawling. Now, I'd have you reprimanded if you weren't such a good soldier.
It's a free country, Frank. He's entitled to all the bruises he wants.
Pierce, why is it we always turn up in the same place?
It only happens when I go tourist.
You're very good at this.
I majored in tickling at medical school.
Oh, that's heaven.
I'm glad you're not married.
Who says I'm not?
Well, I don't see a ring on any of your toes.
I should return the favor.
I like mine through the boot.
Mind if I watch?
If it'll help.
You're doing a real good job.
I'll do your toes if you like, Radar.
Oh, no, thanks.
Of course, I charge extra for 12. All done, my dear. If they're free, I'd like to take your toes out to dinner.
I've got a date with Trapper.
Oh, really? Oh, well, I guess he must be all better then.
Better?
Never mind.
Doc, have you got a minute?
Anything wrong?
Well, no, I feel fine. As a matter of fact, I was wondering when I could get out of here and get back to my outfit.
You want out of here? After the Army went to the trouble of arranging all this mud and lice? You haven't even had dysentery yet. It's all included in the same price.
No kidding, Doc. How soon?
What's your rush? The war will still be there. Its option's been picked up for another year.
But there's no question that I will be back.
We're running some tests on you. We'll know in a day or two.
Well, even if the tests come back against me, could you still okay me for combat?
You want to go back? Keep talking like that, I'll give you a saliva test.
Listen, Doc, I've watched you around the hospital. You care about people.
Some of my best friends are people.
Well, you noticed my bruises, huh?
Oh, very nice. Who's your exterior decorator?
Well, Doc, 2 guys have got beat up in my outfit. 1 colored and 1 homosexual.
So you're a Negro. Who'd have guessed?
Well, we went out last week and got drunk on leave. And I talked more than I should have about something that happened a couple years ago.
And you want to go back to that outfit? You're going to get your Purple Heart all black and blue.
It's important to me that I finish my tour of duty. Now more than ever.
Excuse me, Hawkeye.
How's it going, Father?
Protestant 7, Catholics 3. But we'll get them.
Fly for a long one.
You won't say anything about our talk?
Only if you don't say anything about that throw.
Your move, killer.
Flanking attack. Can you get tennis elbow from checkers?
Follow through's all wrong.
How's this? Remember that patient in surgery this morning?
You have to do better than that. I stitched up enough soldiers this morning to make a rug.
Am I winning or losing?
You're winning, but then it's two against one. Which patient? Crown me.
Weston, one with contusions. His buddies did it to him.
Well, what are buddies for?
They hung a homosexual label on them, and each one gave him a knuckle sandwich.
Nice.
Kid's got a lot of guts. Wants to go back to the line. One was bigger than the other. What's more, Hitler wouldn't ride in elevators. Constantly washed his hands.
Whenever he went to the bathroom, he conquered a country.
Know what they also say?
I know that old trick. When you talk about Hitler, you're really talking about me.
Au contraire. When we talk about you, we're really talking about Hitler. Whose move is it?
Doesn't matter. The board keeps moving.
Trust you two to pervert something as fine and wholesome as checkers.
We already whitewashed the fence, Aunt Polly.
Well, you two, smart Alex, have been lollygagging around. I came across something about a certain person that's very, very interesting.
Your serve. Very interesting, Frank?
Very, very.
Let us guess.
Is this person a well-stacked U.S. Army major nurse who's bigger than the bread box that you're seeing on the side?
No. No.
Well, then I give up.
There's one of those in camp.
One of those, Frank?
Which one of those's do you mean, Frank?
One of those types that don't like girls. Get it?
Oh, one of those.
Private Weston. Patient came in this morning. Know some of the guys in his outfit. I think it's disgusting.
What business is it of yours, Frank?
Yeah, you're a surgeon.
I'm also an American.
All right, you're an American surgeon.
Go operate on the flag. It's your move.
How about another 10?
Don't you understand? The man is not normal.
What's normal, Frank?
Normal is everybody doing the same thing.
What about individuality?
Well, individuality's fine, as long as we all do it together.
Relax, Frank. He'll be gone in a couple of days.
Now, what do you mean, relax? Don't you object to anything?
We have you, Frank. We don't need anything else.
Care for a glass of checkers?
That soldier, that powder puff, is just the kind of weakness the enemy can exploit.
He's been wounded in combat 4 times, Frank.
Well, even a powder puff can get lucky sometimes.
Think he might make waves?
Mrs. Burns, I'm Dr. Pierce. I'm afraid your son is suffering from terminal righteousness.
Attention! All personnel are invited to the Weenie Roast following today's training film on trench foot.
Good afternoon, Major.
Good afternoon. I see you chose the chops for lunch.
I'd rather have your fuzzy little neck.
Oh, yes, he prepares them beautifully.
Frank, about what we were talking about.
Oh, the subject is closed, Captain. As I was saying, Major.
Frank.
I was talking to the Major, Captain.
You talk to the Captain. I'll talk to the Major, Major.
Sir?
You keep out of this!
Huh?
How can you kick this little puppy of a person?
Major Burns, I changed your patient roster like you told me to, sir.
Thank you, Corporal. Bring it by my tent. Later.
Frank?
I have it here right now.
Haven't seen her move so fast since we put that pancreas under her pillow.
Why wasn't I informed? I am head nurse.
Give me that.
You've taken Private Weston off your day sheet.
He said it gave him the willies to be around him.
You're an enlisted man, Corporal. This is an officer's mess. Do you read me?
If it'll help, I'll make him an officer.
Gee, would you?
Dismissed!
Yes, sir. Frank, I don't understand.
Private Weston is sick.
diseased.
Well, if he should be quarantined, I must know immediately.
What should be quarantined is Frank's mind, if we can find something small enough to put it in.
Margaret, trust me. Perversion is one of the things we're fighting against.
You mean Private Weston? That nice boy?
Well, that's what I understand from some very reliable gossip.
Frank had the duty roster changed because his pulse did the cha-cha every time he went near him.
What's that supposed to mean?
That means lay off before you do some real damage.
I don't have to take this kind of abuse.
Oh, yes, you do, Frank. You invite abuse. It would be impolite not to accept it.
Frank, straighten out before we string you up by your stethoscope.
Now, you get this straight. Weston is through. When Division gets the letter I'm writing, he'll get the dishonorable discharge he deserves. Major?
Sound.
Get some rest, cut down on booze, and stay away from women for a while, sir.
These monthly checkups are a pain.
Yes, sir.
Colonel, may I have a word with you?
Don't you always?
It has been brought to my attention that we have an undesirable in the post op. I suggest immediate isolation and recommend a dishonorable discharge.
Very good, sir. Especially with your eyesight.
What are you talking about, Frank?
I'm talking about one of the patients.
Okay, now open wide.
He's not one of us. He's one of them.
Who are them, Frank, that's not one of us?
He's not a man.
A woman, Frank? There's no woman in post-op, you know that.
Sir, a non-heterosexual.
Frank, why are you... Frank, why are you telling me this? Has the man made a pass at you, at me, at anyone?
Me, answer.
Yeah.
Well, it was my duty. As a surgeon and an officer, I'm obliged to report any man who may jeopardize his unit.
Well, you just never know, do you?
I'll need the necessary forms with your signature.
Forget it, Frank.
Colonel, don't make me go over your head. Again.
Wow.
What is it?
I'm not sure.
How does it look?
I can't describe it. It's like a little nativity scene.
I'm a B person.
One disadvantage of being sober is knowing exactly how you feel.
Chopper, Hawkeye.
Father.
Hope you haven't used all the holy water, Father.
No.
My folks suggested I become a priest.
Yeah.
I like my Sundays free.
top of the morning to you, you big two-fisted, heart of gold, toot-a-loot-a-loot-a, Father McIntyre.
Could you become a priest? Remain celibate?
Only if they'd have me quick frozen. Where's the soap?
Certainly, my son.
Sirs?
Close the door, Radar.
Some of us are out of uniform.
Can I see you both?
If you stand in a box, you can.
Oh, no, this is serious-like.
Well, tell us, like.
Major Burns has given Colonel Blake a lot of static.
Major Burns is loaded with static. He was born in a taxi with the radio on while it was stolen under a bridge.
What's his beef, Radar?
He's trying to force Colonel Blake to sign some form so Private Weston will get a dishonorable discharge.
How's he trying to force him?
By insisting.
Since when is insisting forcing?
I honestly believe Henry Blake could be held up through the mail. My towel, Tinkerbell.
Here we go. Clear polish or high buff?
Hi, Nah.
Huh?
Buff, please.
You have beautiful hands.
Thank you. They're my mother's. If she ever finds out I've got them, she'll kill me. My ear's been acting up all day. Radar gave me a thorough checkup. I was all right, except that I got this, Look, let's skip the manicure.
Well, I'll think of himself.
That was a dirty trick, Pierce.
Thanks a lot, Henry.
For what?
For signing those forms for Frank.
For helping to ruin another man's life.
Can I say one thing?
For once again winning the Rubber Backbone Award.
Pierce, I didn't sign.
How dare you do the right thing?
Boy, Frank said he'd go over my head. I said go. He's done it so many times, I got footprints on my scalp.
Frank.
Natch.
Frank writes to Washington more than he does his wife, the big snitch. Honey, check this here, will you? What's it look like in there?
Who is it?
Me.
Bite.
I don't feel like that, Margaret. Can I type in here? I've got to get away from those animals.
Don't feel like what, Frank?
Hmm? Oh.
Any sign?
Frank's still in there.
I'll never understand what they see in each other.
Fortunately, they don't see it in anybody else. Hold it. Her flaps are rustling.
You're coming in for a landing.
The door's opening. Frank is leaving. His beady little eyes shift. They look right, now left, now out the back of his head. Now he gives Hot Lips a noncommittal goodbye leer. And there will now be a short pause while he skulks casually back to the swamp. And now to work.
It. You'd move out on account of a simple disagreement?
Simple? You have a degree in simple. When you told me you were 6'3", I didn't know that was your IQ.
Oh, little character assassination just because we don't agree.
What's wrong?
Keep out of this, Frank.
Can I help?
Here's a hand mirror. Do a lobotomy.
Hey, lay off, Frank. You're just sore because he's right.
Here's a copy of War and Peace. That ought to keep your lips moving for a year.
Oh, wait a minute. Did you say I was right about something?
Never mind.
No, I have a right to know if I was right. I'm not right that often around here. If I know what it is, maybe I can do it again.
Why don't you find yourself a drugstore, Frank, and get weighed?
What's eating him?
He's PO'd because I happen to agree with you about Weston.
He didn't this morning.
Intelligence allows for a change. I definitely think you should send in that report.
You guys are a pain. You go together like Salt and Peter.
Let him rave.
You know, Trap, I've always felt you and I had the basis for a friendship, Trap.
As my last official favor, I'm going to wait until I get outside before I throw up.
It's too late to apologize.
Goodness. Condemning somebody for something that's his own business. Look me in the eye, Trapper John McHypocrite, and tell me there isn't something in your past you wouldn't like to keep buried. And you, Dr. Clean Starched Underwear. Next time you're browsing in the Bible, try to find a few words about compassion. If you can get past the part that says thou shalt not admit adultery. Little selective amnesia, Tramp? Remember that 80-proof confession about your first year medical exams?
Medical exams?
I bought the answers. Paid $100 for them.
Wow!
Suppose that ever got out. Where would our hero be then?
$100?
I was a kid.
I paid $400 for mine.
And you have the dumb nerve to judge someone else?
If you repeat that, I'll deny it.
He won't tell anyone.
What if I did? You think you could handle a dishonorable discharge from the medical profession? Could you give up your family and your vine-covered house? Or is that your house and your vine-covered family? Huh? Could you give up your office with your leather couch and the receptionist that goes with it?
It happened years ago. I was a kid, like him.
I lied. I was never a kid.
Most people wouldn't care about the when, Frank, only the what.
Frank?
Hmm.
People who live in glass tents?
Oh, tear it up.
Don't take it so hard, Frank. It's the right thing.
It's galling.
You tear some, it'll make you feel better.
Hey, you laid it on me pretty good, rotten-wise. Low IQ. Your lips move plenty.
Only when there's a girl attached.
If you got in your past, you'd like buried.
I've led a peerless life of exemplary behavior. There's a lot of sainthood talk going around in my town.
You gonna start lying to me?
Lying? I don't have to take that kind of talk from a man who started his academic career by failing the afternoon nap.
Would you like a drink before you go?
I thought you'd never ask.